Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
44142.
I'm sorry, what was that zip code again?
44142.
May I please have your first and last name?
Gerald Devon.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
21472 Sheldon Road, Building E, 322 Brook Park, Ohio, 44142.
Thank you for the information. Give me just a moment while the computer loads. I do see where a tactical bag was purchased. How may I help you?
I didn't purchase anything from you.
Okay, you don't recall purchasing the tactical bag on the 30th of April for $7.95?
What is the name of your company?
Tactical Bag.
What is the name of your company?
Tactical Bag.
No, you can't have a company named Tactical Bag.
I apologize, but that is the name of the company.
Look, let me explain something to you, woman. You've tried to come into my account three times for $67.27. It was flagged by Chase Fraud.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to refer it to the Federal Trade Commission. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
For fraud. Do you know what that's going to mean?
Yes, sir.
What you do is you refund, you do not go into my account anymore because they're trying to close my account down because of what you're doing, number one. Number two, I want you to reverse the $7.95. It was a shipping charge. That's all it said. It's a free bag. It said the bag is free. That's fraud every which way you look at it. You're a fraud in name. You said you were total patriot. Everything you're doing is fraudulent.
The merchant's name could be different from the service or the product as well.
I said you reversed the $7.95 and you did not attempt to go into my
The charge is a valid charge. I'll have to reach out to my supervisors to see if I'm able to do that for you because you have received the product. But I do want to let you know what has been shipped out to you. Once you purchase our item on the 30th, in those terms and conditions.
I did not purchase it.
I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
Did you hear what I said? You go into my account again. You're going to be looking at the federal charges, seriously. I'm not playing.
And the terms and conditions, you authorized us to take the money out of your account.
I did not. Did you hear what I said? You better talk to your
supervisor. Once you purchase the item on the 30th of April, in the